Hey, it's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. On Saturday, the Trump administration rolled out a 50% tariff on many Canadian imports after failed trade talks.
These latest tariffs cover a range of Canadian goods, including dairy and paper products and alcoholic beverages. They are in addition to existing tariffs on things like Canadian steel, aluminum, auto parts, and lumber.
Yesterday, Canada announced retaliatory tariffs of between 15 and 50% on about 700 U.S. products that will go into effect right after Labor Day.
Those tariffs include dairy products and large motorcycles, both key Wisconsin exports. Here to talk about what this means for Wisconsin's economy, we have Chris Witowicz, international trade consultant with the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center and chair of the Wisconsin District Export Council. He lives near Rice Lake. Chris, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Chris, it's been a roller coaster. It looks like we have a deal. We don't have a deal. American tariffs on Canadian stuff, now Canadian tariffs on American stuff. What have you been hearing from Wisconsin businesses you work with over this last few days?
Yeah, well, thank you again. And, you know, it's the uncertainty. I think you hit it right on the head. When costs go up at the border, small businesses feel it. Their purchasing departments, long before a consumer notices it, but it's the uncertainty that is often worse than the tariff itself.
I was looking at charts of where Wisconsin exports stuff to and imports stuff from. Canada is a pretty big trading partner. How big a deal is our connection with our neighbors to the north?
28% of the state's goods are exported to Canada. That's roughly $7.5 billion. Puts Canada number one as our most important trade partner.
What kinds of things are we sending north to Canada? What kind of products are making up a lot of that $7.5 billion?
All the really cool stuff that Wisconsin makes. We have major paper and packaging. We're a manufacturing state, so all good cool stuff manufactured here, furniture and wood products, all of that kind of, and of course dairy, all of that goes north.
Supply chain wise, we're not just selling stuff to Canada, we're importing things. Some of that we're selling direct to consumers, some of it manufacturers might be using, aluminum and other products. How big is the import side of things? How much do Wisconsin businesses rely on that?
That's where it really kind of takes the hit, because now, we're looking at one of the major exports that we out of Canada that we import is, like, for example, lumber and wood. And that's going to affect home builders, cabinet makers, again, furniture and packaging companies. I look at myself, we're remodeling our kitchen, and the last thing I want to do is go down to the lumber store now and pay 50% more potentially for a 2x4. So that's that is going to have its impact on our contractors, for example.
Yeah, with that construction and remodeling side of things you just mentioned, we were already kind of worried about the cost of construction and the products there. For people who rely on this for their businesses, whether they're large builders or small contractors taking on small projects, what do you recommend to them to prepare as the price of key ingredients for their work might be going up here?
Well, that's just it. There's a very narrow window for action. Okay. So we know that we're in the midst of it now. Could these tariffs go off tomorrow? Well, there's the uncertainty, right? So I think that the small businesses shouldn't navigate any of these trade changes alone. They should have a really good partner in that, with a customs broker, a logistics provider, and a trade advisor. Evaluate your options, develop a contingency plan. I understand not everybody makes a 2x4, but there are other suppliers of wood and wood products and dairy products and inputs into your manufactured products.
Now, I wonder, Chris, if I'm Harley Davidson, I probably have a very close relationship with those kind of import-export brokers. If I'm a construction company that does a handful of houses a year, or I'm a smaller manufacturer, say, maybe I don't. What are the resources in Wisconsin for those smaller operations to navigate these tides of tariffs?
You know, you're absolutely right. When you have these big companies out there, great companies like Harley Davidson or Kohler or Milwaukee Tool, they have a staff on hand that helps them through with navigating these murky waters. But small businesses do not, so they have to rely on communication with their customers. Can they forward these expenses? How are they going to recover? A lot of times that shows up in not being able to hire additional help or to, improve their own businesses, upgrade tools or things of that nature. So it's really difficult for the small businesses. I'm kind of stymied here in the sense that, small businesses have been trying to do just about everything they can. I think the real question then becomes whether or not these long-term benefits are going to outweigh the short-term cost increases. But once again, we wade into that murky waters of uncertainty.
Chris Witowicz is with us, international trade consultant with the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center, looking at new American tariffs on Canadian goods, new Canadian tariffs on American goods, and what it means here in Wisconsin. Chris, that potential opportunity side of things, the president and supporters of tariffs say, yeah, this might be rocky in the short run. The goal here is to develop more production in America. So if I'm a distiller and I'm looking at these tariffs on Canadian beverages, well, maybe I should start making a Canadian whiskey, right? Just one example there. Do you see opportunities for Wisconsin businesses?
You know, that's really great that you bring that up, because not every impact is negative. You know, Wisconsin companies that compete directly with Canadian suppliers may gain that market share, especially if those Canadian imports become more expensive, right? So now we flip the tables. Domestic lumber mills, domestic wood product manufacturers, some paper producers could see increased demand. And, that's just a gamble. Analysts expect some U.S. producers to benefit from trade protections. I do have Wisconsin small business stories of companies that have actually benefited from the tariffs. I mean, that's kind of hard to believe, but absolutely, they've benefited and they've increased their market share.
That uncertainty, though, again, say I'm that distiller and I start putting money into retooling to do Canadian style whiskey, but are those tariffs going to be around next year, next week, right? Do we make big decisions given that the situation is in flux?
There you go. It's the shake of the dice. We have an opportunity now. And what does that look like in the future? If we all remember when tariffs went on in the first Trump administration, the tariffs really never went away during the Biden administration. And now Trump's back with tariffs that have a little bit more teeth for whatever he's trying to accomplish with our balance of trade with our trade partners. If I were a company, I would look at this as an opportunity. I would do what I could to take that market share and maintain that market share. It's not that I made a better Canadian whiskey, but maybe I made a Wisconsin whiskey and promote that.
You are in the northern part of the state. It's got its own unique economy in some ways, shares a Great Lake with Canada. What are you watching for specifically in the North Woods region of Wisconsin? What kind of sectors do you see most affected there by this tariff battle?
You know, up here we have a lot of manufacturing. We have commercial products. We have a lot of wood products. I can, within 10 miles of my home, we have three manufacturers of furniture for commercial grade furniture, stuff you'd see in hotels, restaurants, and office buildings, things of that nature. And I'm speaking to a handful of these small businesses. They've all said that, you know, with a little bit of trepidation, they continue to turn the lights on in the morning, and they're rolling full steam ahead with orders that they currently have. But again, it's that future. What are the future orders going to be, and how are their prices and margins going to be affected?
And finally, with the Small Business Development Center here in Wisconsin, for that small business owner, doesn't have that staff that deals directly with import and export issues. Is your organization able to help if they reach out? Can you connect them with the information and resources they need?
We do that all day long. And the Small Business Development Centers, you know, you can, Wisconsin Small Business, we're at any of the 13 universities of Wisconsin. And it's just, it's that thing that we do all day long. We provide free and confidential consulting for any of Wisconsin's small businesses at any stage.
Chris, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity. Have a wonderful day.
You too. That's Chris Witowicz, international trade consultant with the Wisconsin Small Business Development Center, talking about the Trump administration's 50% tariffs on Canadian goods that went into effect over the weekend. Canada announced retaliatory tariffs coming up after Labor Day. Hey, are we talking about you and your business and your livelihood? How is this affecting you? How are you trying to navigate it? Share your story. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.